We are Radio Catskill.
I'm not after any sort of identity, really. You know, things like identities just sort of bore me, really. The only thing is, you have to have some sort of identity to sell records, unfortunately. And I'd like to sell some records so I can earn a living and don't have to work in McDonald's. So, you know, it comes with a job, having an identity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I've got to be creating stuff all the time, otherwise I go pretty mad. I never really wanted to be part of any scene. I just wanted to make music that sounded different and wasn't like anything else that I'd heard before. And that's because that's what excites me about music, basically.
America's boys are falling behind in school. We're launching a special series to find out why. Episode 1, How Do Boys Learn?
You told the teacher this is boring. And he said he wanted to go home.
He calls it Six Cruel Hours of Our Lives, you know, an acronym for school.
Don't miss the start of Falling Behind, the Miseducation of America's Boys. That's on the next On Point.
Monday morning at 11 on Radio Catskill.
On the next Jazz Night in America, Eddie Palmieri and Harlem River Drive.
And my problem with Harlem River Drive is that I wanted a crossover. And you know who were my biggest fans? The anti-government movement, the Weathermen.
I'm Christian McBride, and that's on the next Jazz Night in America. Sunday at 8, here on Radio Catskill.
Oh, Thank you.
hate the sort of, I just like to make music. I don't like to really sort of talk about it much, which is why interviews are sort of quite difficult. Like, especially for electronic music, because I don't think it's the sort of nature of electronic music. It isn't meant to be talked about, really. And whereas, like, rock music and music with lyrics, basically, is more sort of directed towards, you know, you can talk about it and stuff because songs have got meanings and stuff, whereas electronic music's more abstract and this sort of, I think it sort of undermines it when you start talking about it, really. You know, because, like, all my friends listen to electronic music, but we don't really sit around and talk about it, you know, we just listen to it. I always have preconceived, like, whole tracks sort of already written, basically. For the last, say, like, 3 years, like, I don't go in my studio and just muck around like I used to. It's, every time I go in there, I know exactly what I'm going to do. Usually because my ideas come faster than I can get them out, usually. So I'm not ever in the show.
Support comes from the Wayne County Farmers Market, selling local produce, baked goods, and so much more. Saturdays 9:30 to 12:30 in front of Dave's Super Duper Supermarket, 200 Willow Avenue, Honesdale. More information on Facebook and PoconoMountains.com/Honesdale/events. And from The Cooperage Project, dedicated to building community through performance, learning, markets, and good times. TheCooperageProject.org.
How often do you pick up your kid from school and ask, "What did you learn today?" Only to hear, "Nothing."
The learning is important. It's critical, but it is not the end point. It's the means. The end point is the development.
Rethinking how we teach our kids. This week on Hidden Brain from NPR. Monday afternoon at 1 on Radio Catskill.